Good morning. This is Times of India Radio and here is today's news. And at the killing of three non-Kashmiris by terrorists since Monday, the Jammu and Kashmir administration on Thursday started herding the floating population of migrant labourers, truckers and fruit traders visiting South Kashmir into safe houses in Shopian and Pulwama. Also taking measures to enhance security of outsiders linked to apple trade, the district administration in Shopian has decided that the big trucks will ply only on the main roads and not venture into the interior areas. PMC Bank's internal investigation team has made a startling revelation. A total of Rs 10.5 crore cash is missing from the bank's records. The team has found multiple checks issued by HDIL and its related entities which were never deposited with the bank, and yet cash was handed over to them. While the checks amount to over Rs 10 crore, there is no accounting for another Rs 50 to 55 lakhs. That apart, Rs 4,355 crore, the loan fraud amount that the bank's officials had quoted earlier, has now crossed Rs 6,500 crore. The bank learned of the missing Rs 10.5 crore cash only while the internal inquiry into the bank's financial transactions was being conducted on the orders of an RBI-appointed administrator. In a transatlantic deportation without precedent, Mexico has put 311 Indians caught illegally entering the country and trying to cross over to the US on a Boeing 747-400 charter scheduled to touch down at Delhi Airport early on Friday. Mexico's National Migration Institute said in a release that the deportees, who are being escorted back home by 60 federal migration agents, had been found to have entered the country without valid documents for regular stay over the past few months. Backed by long-time ally China, Pakistan is confident it will avert blacklisting over terrorism financing by a global watchdog on Friday, but it will not be completely off the hook until it proves it is genuinely severing ties with Islamist militants, officials and analysts said. The Financial Action Task Force, or FATF, last year placed Pakistan on a grey list of countries with inadequate controls over terrorism financing. The group, holding a five-day meeting, will decide on Friday whether to retain that or blacklist it alongside Iran and North Korea. If blacklisted, Islamabad faces financial consequences and economic setbacks at a time when its economy is facing a balance of payment crisis.